To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show.
Ace Frehley, the legendary guitarist for Kiss, the original Spaceman, your favorite guitarist, Steve Miggs, has passed away at the age of 74 following complications from a fall.
And I know a fall happened a little bit ago, and then his family had him on life support, and sadly they had to make that tough decision. Mm-hmm. And then slowly throughout the day, you started seeing different tributes and different people paying their respects and showing love. I did not realize how many people in my world are maybe not Kiss fans, but Ace Frehley fans.
Yes.
Because I think Ace kind of was the cool, he was the cool member of Kiss. Like,
absolutely.
Even if you didn't like Kiss, you're like, Ace is pretty badass. He had that look, the Spaceman look was going, the guitar. I mean, it made so many people want to play the Les Paul. That was pretty awesome as well. But I have to say, yesterday that hit me way worse than any rock star passing ever.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Steve.
And I was just kind of, you know, they say nostalgia is a hell of a drug. And I just started thinking about, like, you know, Kiss. And, like, you know, for me, it was Kiss and wrestling were the two things when I grew up I fell in love with. And those were the two things that I got made fun of a lot. And throughout my adult years, I continue to still love them and continue to still be made fun of for them. But I will always have a soft spot in my heart for Kiss, especially Ace Frehley. I just think his guitar solos, while kind of sloppy, always melodic, always something that you can kind of sing along with. And I think what them being sloppy is what made them great. Like, he had a raw guitar vibe to him. And then when he would sing, I'm such a massive fan of Ace Frehley. And it was weird because I've been on an Ace Frehley kick for like the last month or so before the fall happened.
Yeah.
And then when the fall happened, I'm like, this is just so strange that like Ace has been on my, like, you know, he's been like on heavy rotation when it comes to like listening to his solo stuff, listening to the Kiss stuff as well. I've always thought his songs were the best when it came to Kiss. But when I was looking through all the tributes, the one that really struck me, I mean, you know, Gene put out a tribute, Peter, Paul, the band did as well. Lots of rock stars did. I know your boys in Rush, they put out a great tribute to him as well. But it was Mike McCready. He shared a great piece about how he learned about Ace's passing from his buddy Rick Friel, who's a great listener of the show as well, in a band when they were in a band called Shadow. Rick was the first guy on the bus in 77 with a Kiss lunchbox, told him about Ace, changed his life. He got a guitar to join Rick's band, and then they started covering Kiss's Come On and Love Me. He said, all of my friends have spent untold hours talking about Kiss and buying Kiss stuff. Ace was a hero of mine, and I would also consider a friend. I studied his solos endlessly over the years. And this is the part that Mike McCready shared that I was like, I had a feeling, but when I finally read it, I was like, yep, that makes sense. Mike said, just listen to Alive. I used his solo from She as a template. Ace also jammed on some songs as well. He said, I would have never picked up a guitar without Ace and Kiss's influence. So I grabbed Alive, the guitar solo. I'm sure you know it, but just, and we just played it, but just so you could have it as a refresher. I've always thought that Mike wore his Ace Frehley influence on his sleeve with Pearl Jam and with all the bands that he's played in. All right, and so now here's the song She that Ace Frehley played the guitar solo on, that Mike McCready said that he basically used that as a template for the guitar solo for Alive.
Our friend Joe Dredd on the phone wanting to call up and chat a little Ace. Good morning, Joe.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning, guys. It's kind of a tricky morning. After the news broke yesterday, I stayed off of social media. I just stayed away from it.
Yeah.
Because you might even hear it in my voice right now. It's hard to keep a straight face and, you know, not lose it because this is huge in my world. Huge. Well,
and for those who know, Joe is in a Kiss tribute band called Almost Human and celebrates the music of Kiss. And that's something that Joe and I have bonded over the years, just our mutual love for Kiss. Joe, I'll be honest, for me, at least, I went on social media and it put a big smile on my face because I didn't realize how many people, from my friends to like the Tom Morello, to Maynard James Keenan of Tool, to all these artists and all these people sharing their love for Ace Frehley.
Yeah, there's a lot of love for that. And my phone was blowing up with text messages, people reaching out. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. But, you know, this is something that being a Kiss fan from back in the 70s, we knew was inevitable at some point. And I had a feeling that Ace would be the first guy to go because he had the most careless life, you know. A lot of booze, a lot of drugs, a lot of wrecked cars and whatnot. So it came as no surprise, but nobody ever wants this to happen. You know, we never want to see our heroes go away.
No.
And Ace was one of the great guitar heroes of the 70s. Yes, he was sloppy, self-admitted. He was sloppy, but he was Ace freaking Frehley, you know?
Absolutely. I think that his sloppiness is what made him great.
Yeah. But yeah, long live Ace Frehley, rock legend.
Thank you, Joe Dredd. We love you, man.
People go on YouTube. There's like montages of just his guitar solos, and also like that the smoke would come out of the guitar. He would shoot fireworks out of his. I mean, it was all show, but also underneath all the show was some tasty guitar solos.
Oh yeah,
I did find a clip of, you know, because you mentioned like Ace had his demons, and there was an interview he did way way back in the day on this show called the Tom Snyder Show, which was kind of like a David Letterman of their time, or of Jimmy Fallon of their time, or Jimmy Kimmel of their time, a late night talk show, a big opportunity for this band Kiss to get exposure. They all go on there in full makeup. Ace is wasted, like high as a kite. And there's a moment where throughout the entire interview, he can't stop laughing. And then they keep cutting to Gene. And like, you could kind of see what their relationship was. Gene looks so angry. This is our opportunity to be on national television to get the word out about our music. And you're just blitzed in
just
front of everyone.
Blowing it.
And so here's a moment with Tom Snyder where Ace really is just gone.
But you're kind of like a spaceman, huh?
No, actually, I'm a plumber. Listen,
I got a little piece of pipe backstage I'd like to have you work on.
Tell me about that.
And he just keeps laughing.
Just maniacal.
And my buddy Craig said, I'm not sure if this is true, and he said there's a rumor out there that when DC Comics made the Joker, they patterned his vibe off of Ace Frehley's laugh from that interview.
That is that checks.
Yeah,
for
right.
Sure.
It's only in the joke.
That.
It has a Joker vibe to it. Oh, and you said Rush also put out a great tribute to them as well.
Oh yeah, they said that, you know, when Kiss invited them to open up for them on tour in the mid 70s, that it just changed the trajectory of their career, and that those guys were so nice and they had so much fun together. And Alex and Geddy, they bonded with Ace really specifically. He loved the jokesters that they were and how much fun that they would all have together, and they would just go on for hours and hours and hours.
There's a great piece I saw that they were talking about how they would always pull these, do these stupid jokes, and they would be laughing and dying, and then Gene would come in and Gene would not find any humor in it, and they're like, yeah, Gene hated everything about this, which made Ace love it more. And then they finally look at the camera and they're just like, yeah, we were all on drugs and Gene wasn't.
True story.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? His record is 327 wins, 107 losses, and 94 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 650.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.